Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. He's on the other end of our line. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
What's a sheriff do over the weekend? What'd you do?
Oh, we went out with some friends. We played a little golf, kind of stuff like that.
All right. How'd you play?
Well, I had some good holes and some bad holes. That's kind of what golf's about.
Let's talk about a couple of topics. First of all, the 911 center. We talk with a union official who supports the workers that work at the Ingham County 911 center. He said there have been some challenges there, even to the point that the center shut down for a couple of hours last week and has had some other times where it is shut down and other entities have had to take over taking calls for the 911 center. From your perspective, tell us about this story and has it affected the Ingham County Sheriff?
It has not affected the Ingham County Sheriff staff. There have been a few problems, but they're not major ones, but they required some maintenance to take place. And it was nothing to worry about. The system is set up to have redundancy in case you have issues. And I think it's important to point out that whenever you get a new system that's this complex, and I'm telling you this is a very complex system, you're going to have problems. But Lance Langdon, who they hired as the director, is an excellent person at dealing with these issues. He's kept the chiefs and sheriff informed on these issues, and it's been seamless.
Sheriff, what happens if the center goes down? How do you receive calls?
Well, there's a backup through a couple of areas. One would be, I believe Clinton County is a backup, and there's one other, and it slips me right now. But it was built that way, so when these events happen, we can handle them.
So this is something you're saying you were prepared for?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it could go down just from a natural event. Let's say a lightning strike or a earthquake or something like that could cause the center to go down. And we had a backup under the old system as well, so this is nothing new.
Do you think that the wrinkles will be taken care of so it just runs completely smoothly?
Well, of course, absent some outside force, as I said, you know, you could have a fire or earthquake or a lightning strike or something, and that's why you have redundancy in any system like that.
All right. I wanted to talk with you for a few minutes about the Colorado shooting. When something like that happens, how does law enforcement respond? We're talking about that situation at the cinema in Aurora, Colorado, where 12 people lost their lives. How does law enforcement handle that?
Well, Columbine changed everybody's response to those type of tragic events. It used to be that the first officers there would make a determination and they'd set up a perimeter and call in a SWAT team. But because events moved so quickly in the Columbine situation, it was determined we needed to train for a rapid response. And so what we do now is we train officers to get there and to enter the building and take action. And we've trained for that now for several years.
Have you ever seen anything like the part of this story where the suspect's apartment was booby-trapped?
Well, that's certainly a new one, although not unprecedented. If you recall the Bath School disaster, which was, of course, a long, long time ago, but there's some parallels there where the guy booby-trapped his own residence and then blew it up to draw all the response people away from the Bath School, and then he blew up the school. So certainly this stuff has happened before.
An assault rifle was used in this. Do you think citizens should be able to have access to assault rifles?
Well, that debate's going to go on for a long time, and how you define assault rifle. I mean, any rifle can be used for an assault. So I don't know that necessarily one type of weapon would be banned would make a difference in the long haul. Absent banning all guns, and I don't favor that. I'm not sure that you could change the law enough, even if you just banned assault rifles, to make a difference. Somebody's bound and determined they're going to commit a crime like happened in Aurora.
Sheriff, what's your perspective on open carry?
Well, open carry has been open carry forever. I mean, this is nothing new. It's just the concealed part that gets a little sticky. People that are bound and determined they're going to open carry, they distress me a little bit. I mean, I think I should be able to sit in a restaurant with my grandchildren and not have to worry about somebody coming in carrying an assault rifle, for example. And right now, there's nothing you could do about that. And that actually happened down here, if you recall, on Cedar Street at Ponderosa, one of those restaurants here a couple of years ago. Some people walked into those type of weapons. So I think common sense is very uncommon anymore. And if people would use common sense, we wouldn't have these problems. But that's this great democracy we live in allows those kind of things.
All right, final question for you, Sheriff. I heard a couple of comments on the news where people said if they would have had weapons with them, they would have shot the gentleman who shot all these folks there. And then I got to thinking it would be something like the Wild West where you have this type of gunplay and gunfire. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think somebody that was armed in there would we'd be obligated to return fire. I mean, I certainly would myself. The difficulty with this particular situation, not that they're all the same, but it was the guy had body armor on, so makes it problematic and going to make yourself stand out as a target as well. So, I mean, it's going to be an individual decision that everybody would have to make if you're armed and get a situation like that, whether you act or not.
All right, Gene Rigglesworth is the sheriff for Ingham County, and he's been kind enough to spend time with us this morning. Thank you, sir.
You betcha, Tony. Bye-bye.